What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. Hey, Joe, do you want to know a good way of completely destroying girls' sports?
Let men participate in girls' sports. Let them go into girls' bathrooms and showers and all, things like that.
Well, that destroys a lot more than their sports when you let them do that. But But that's what the left wants, right? That's what the left wants because God's word, the Bible, it calls it sin, right?
Yeah.
And if it's sin, then that's what the Democratic Communist Party wants. Anything that God's word, the Bible, calls sin, calls iniquity, that's what they want. So there's, we're going to play a little clip here coming back on that. Go ahead and play that little clip.
Trump's documents case is indefinitely postponing the trial start date. The judge cited a failure to resolve outstanding pretrial litigation
by over 3 feet. This is just days after a federal appeals court ruled against West Virginia's 2021 Save Women's in Sports Act, which allowed Pepper Jackson to compete as a girl. Joining us now is host of Outkick the Morning on Outkick.com. It's Charlie Arnold. Charlie, great to see you this morning. Outrageous. I mean, once again, by the way, you want to see how outrageous? Just take a look at the shot put meet results. The transgender student threw it 32 feet 9 inches. The closest competitor, female, was 29 feet 6 inches. But they all refused to kind of meet the acknowledgement that this Becky Pepper Johnson was the winner. And I think in the end, this is the only thing, not the court, not the administration. This is the only thing that's going to, reintroduce sanity. Women standing up.
Yeah, and it's really upsetting that these middle school girls have to forfeit their opportunities in order to take a stand. I mean, that takes a lot of courage, especially at that age. But they're doing this for their greater good. It's not just for themselves. I mean, if I think back to when I was an athlete, I would want nothing more to compete in every single meet that I was able to. These girls decided, you know what, we want to make sure that people are paying attention. This is the only way, and the only way for, I think, the government to really start paying attention, and especially that federal appeals court that just struck down the law in West Virginia that bans transgender athletes from competing in female sports. Mm-hmm. It's the only way they're going to start saying, okay, maybe we are doing something incorrectly here.
I'm not quite as optimistic. I don't think the court's going to notice the impacts on real life. They're caught up in both.
And just saying, if more girls start to do this, yeah. Will, it's going to take a whole lot more than just these five athletes in this one circumstance.
The problem is the courts follow the Biden administration. They follow Title IX, and the whole thing's driven now by identity politics. And somehow gender has superseded women, which some have noticed. Angel Reese, by the way, I think she went ninth in the WNBA draft from LSU. She tweeted, protect young women in sports. Now, not a lot of explanation beyond that. But that's an example. If that is about, men invading women's sports, that's an example of what is necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. And Angel Reese has a massive platform. Again, we don't know what direction she necessarily meant this post to go in, whether or not she was requesting for people to start listening up to keep trans athletes out of women's sports, or she was meaning something just a little bit more fluffy instead. But the fact remains is people are starting to notice. Mm-hmm. This conversation is growing even louder. And I commend every single athlete, whether they are a young girl, whether they are a full-grown adult athlete, for taking a stand, because it truly does take a lot of courage at this point in time. Because I know that every time, for example, even I have opened my mouth, I get called the worst names in the world, and it's a horrible thing, but you know that you're doing something for the greater good, and that's what matters right now.
The schizophrenic absurdity of our leaders, the Biden administration, allowing men to invade women's sports, and Kamala Harris, I don't know if you saw this, Charlie, has now decided the cause she would like to take up is Caitlin Clark's pay salary in the WNBA as compared to NBA. And her fight there is now not against gender, but it's about simple economics. But this is the fight of our leaders in America. Absurd. By the way, you can catch Charlie on Outkick the Morning every weekday.
There you go, Joe. I mean, how stupid is this? Again, I don't know. You could go this way. You know, you could have, let's just say, they had the Kentucky Derby. Well, you know, if you have the Kentucky Derby, maybe you could have, instead of just all thoroughbreds on that track, maybe you could have some plow horses running in the race, too. I mean, think of that. Like, two people could ride on the back of a plow horse, and I don't know. What do you think? I mean, do you think that to a Democrat would make sense?
I don't know. I know we read Hosea 4. There is no truth. There is no truth. I know. I studied biology. I had it in college. And we know that you have two X chromosomes and an X and Y. Two X is female, and X and a Y chromosome makes a male. Every cell in the body is either male or female. There is no third choice. Every cell in the body, you're either all male or you're all female, biologically, and all the millions of cells in your body. And, you know, it just starts out, God said, look, this is, he made them male and female. We've got scripture, we have science, and these people are refusing to listen to science. They're refusing to listen to God and truth, and they are just promoting this out there, getting these stupid, you know, stupid, foolish people to actually believe that, you know, this is true, that we have to worry about these, transgendered. They're just mentally, spiritually confused people, and they should be receiving mental health treatment, not having their bodies mutilated and destroyed for a lifetime. It's just totally sick. It's the real. This is real evil, folks. God said, what, I will not only forget you, I will forget your children. Well, in America, our children have been forgotten. They are suffering for our stupidity, our lack of knowledge, and our lack of courage to stop it.
You know what, Joe? A long time ago, I was a boy. That's a fact.
And grew up and became a man.
Right. Now, when I was a boy, Joe, I belonged to the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout, okay?
Yeah.
And listen, let me tell you why they were called Boy Scouts is because they were made up of boys.
And the girls were in a thing called Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah. And everybody knew the difference between the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
The uniforms were different. And
Okay,
yeah,
so now here.
Boys did not wear Girl Scout uniforms, right?
Right. And now the Boy Scouts have gone woke. Here today, and so now they're no longer called Boy Scouts because now girls are allowed to join the Boy Scouts, you see, and boys are allowed to join the Girl Scouts. Up is down, and yesterday's tomorrow, and cold is hot, okay,
yeah.
And left is right, and forward is backward. Everything within the so-called woke world is lunacy.
Insanity. It's insanity. It's like there's a mass hysteria taking over in this country. The deception is running rampant in people's imaginations. But like I was going back just before the break, looking at this stuff, this court stuff, Jonathan Turley said there's a dumpster fire in the courtroom. Other people were comparing this Trump's trial to dictatorships, corrupt dictatorships. And scripture said what? Let's see, there was right there in Hosea, we were in that chapter tonight, in chapter 8, verse 7, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Well, that's what we're reaping now. And then if you go over to chapter 10, verse 13, scripture tells us, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Yeah, of the mighty deep state. We've trusted in the multitude of the deep state, the influencers, the communist socialist professors, and we've eaten the lies and drank the Kool-Aid.
All right, hold on, Joe. I'm getting a message in. What was that style?
We have a caller with a transgender child that wants to ask your opinion.
All right. We have a caller. We have a Edith, did you say?
Dean.
Or Dean. We have a caller with a transgender child that wants to ask our opinion. So come on up. Dean, you're in the air.
Oh, okay, I got you. So what I'm trying to find out is right now, as Christians and being of Orthodox, I am Catholic. I consider both the same. We just celebrate our Orthodoxy this Sunday. It was beautiful. But you celebrate that every day. So I'm going to stop there. Here's where I'm at in my life. I have a child I raised. I adopted this child. And it's playing the transgender card. And I think I can break it, but I don't know how to break it. What do I do?
How old is the child?
30.
Is that, oh.
I took him, her, it, or whatever you want to call it, back into my home because I remember living a rough life. Myself, I don't believe in throwing family out.
Is this a male or female? A biological male or female?
Male.
Okay.
So something happened. I'll tell you what happened. I'll make it quick. It was on the computer system. I wasn't paying attention to them, and it was the education system. We got here, Sandy, California. I don't want to say the school because they'll probably come and hang me after that. But yeah. Yeah, it's the stuff they got programmed in their head because I was too busy working my ass off to keep us alive, and I missed the bus on that. But I'm trying to reel this son of mine back in, and I'm having really I don't know which way to go or how to do it.
Well, I've got one thought for you. All the stuff that I've read said most of the people that fall into this category, something had happened to them in childhood. It usually had to do with their thinking they were homosexual, lesbian, and instead of, you know, somebody talking to them about that, having counseling in that vein.
Yeah, I missed that.
They were, you know, they were told by somebody else, well, okay, you really are then a man that wants to be really inside your woman. And it usually, they said most of these cases, the children, when they're talking children, grow out of it. But the others, if they didn't get the right counseling, are living very confused. Is this son, the stepson, right? Drug, alcohol,
no,
problems?
No, I'm guilty of that, which we're talking about now. Keep going.
Well, usually there's an underlying, the issues show up in drug use, alcohol use, sexual abuse. There's usually many underlying problems. And if you can find California, I don't know, Missouri, we still have some Christian counselors that are they have a background in psychology but are Christian. And that's what I would look for and try and get him to go there.
Yeah, so everything you said, that happened to him, and there's sort of confusion, rape, drugs, all the stuff.
That's what happened. See, it was a damaged individual, and then somebody told him the answer to your problem is this, and that's not the answer.
I understand.
And you can only just talk and try and tell them the truth, try and get them to go get counseling and deal, try and find out what the real issue, clear down. They're going to have to do some painful introspection, look into themselves, and deal with what's causing the pain that's coming out and all these other things.
Well, I love you guys, and I appreciate it. And I really do. So
we need to. Maybe you can. Can you call in the office tomorrow? I'll give you a number and leave a name, and we'll put on the prayer list. Can we do that for you?
I totally agree in prayer. I got up a bad attack. I mean, I feel like Donald Trump right now. They tried to take my house away. They tried to take my business away. They tried to just destroy me, and it didn't happen through prayer. So I believe in prayer.
All right, call this number tomorrow. Leave his name so we can put him on the prayer list. I don't want to do it over the air. The number to call is 440-338-1367. Did you get that, or want me to repeat it?
No, I got it, Brother Love.
Well, you know what we can do? We'll pray for him right now, Joe.
Okay.
What is your son's name?
It was Anthony.
Anthony?
Right for St. Anthony, January 17th. He was named after that. We adopted our child, and that's what God gave me.
What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Dean.
Dean, that's right. Let's pray. Now, here, folks out there listening,
please pray with us.
You heard what Dean had to say. He's in a situation now. Here's a test for all you folks out there. All you folks out there listening, there's power in prayer. God's Word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. There's much power in prayer. And so, amen. Much prayer, much power. And so we're going to hold Dean and Anthony up right now, and we're going to ask all of you to join in with us, all of you to join in with us on this. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I'm going to come now. Well, you just heard Dean's testimony, and so, Father God, you know his very thoughts. And Father God, and he's got the situation, Lord, with Anthony. Anthony's very, very confused, Lord. And you know, it may be he may have different motives, as we know that people do different things for different reasons. And so we don't know what's in Anthony's head, but you do. So we want to hold Dean and Anthony up to right now, Father God, and just ask, Lord, that your perfect will be worked through them. That again, through them, your perfect will. You are a complete, a holy, and a just God, and you're most merciful. So we want to hold the two of them up right now and just ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intervene, and that your perfect will would be done in both of their lives, and that you would turn their desires towards you more and more every day in every way, in all things, at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the prayer I needed, and that's what I want, and I wish, and not wish. It will come. Oh, God answers all my prayers. I got out of a world of a mess. 2 years fighting it, but I got out, and I love listening to you guys, and you know, I don't call them that much, but thanks for that prayer, because I really needed it.
All righty, well, thanks for calling in.
We all need prayer, brother. We all need prayer, and if you don't think you do, you're missing something in your life.
Amen.
You know, and my new phrase is, everybody go to, brother love, and you are appreciated.
All righty, thank you very much. All right, Tim. Maybe we should just, since it's open the phone lines tonight, Joe, and take some calls. So let's do that.
Do one story first.
Yeah, but let me
get this out. This one of the biggest problems America has, you and I have been saying this forever, you know, get your children out of the public school system. The schools are where they're brainwashing the children, whether it's, you know, the sexual perversions, dumbing them down, whatever. Big article out of Fox News. Chicago Teacher Union is under fire. They're having a $50 billion demand as the students in Chicago are suffering low proficiencies in math and reading. They've been dumbed down, but they want a huge salary increase. They want resources for migrants, fully funded abortions. They want LGBTQ plus related materials in the classroom. They want climate justice demands, social justice demands, $2,000 for every student that's an asylum seeker. They want housing for new teachers. None of this is typical, you know, bargaining. And these people are taking, they helped elect the mayor there in Chicago. He was a former teacher, supervisor, I can't remember. He was part of the school system. And they helped get him elected, and now he's the one that's working in this negotiations with the teachers union and with the union president, Stacey Davis Gates, and they want almost a 10% increase in pay, and so they want to jump from about $93,000-something to the average teacher's pay will increase by half to about $144,000 by the year 2027, and they've got all these crazy demands. Remember, they handpicked and bankrolled Mayor Brandon Johnson, put him in the office, one of their own employees, and now he's negotiating, and here they are. The school system, math and reading scores plummeting. Only 1 in 4 students can read at grade level. It's even worse for math. It's like 1 in 8 or 9 can do their arithmetic. It's worse for low-income students. Chronic absentee is rising. Drug use, violence in school. Enrollment is dropping off as people are leaving the school system and fleeing. And, they also want disparities in health care with 100% covered benefits for abortion, fertility, and for storage of embryos and other weird things, you know. And they want the people of Chicago that's already broke to pay for it. This is who's running the school system, these unions. These people are communists. They don't care about the students. They want power. They want money. And they use the union dues to push politics because it's an agenda. They are part of the revolution.
All righty. I've got one here, too, Joe. It's over 1,000 U.S. soldiers are functionally being held hostage. Matt Goetz releases a report on the 1,000 U.S. soldiers trapped in Niger as Biden's Africa policy implodes. And now this is one that this incredible story is not making any headlines in any of the legacy media anywhere. Why? Well, you know, we knew about this, but I was trying to run this thing down. So finally I got the goods.
Hiding it. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been hiding this, right? So Joe Biden already turned over the Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan to Taliban terrorists in September. Well, he did that. And you can bet that a lot of that money was kicked back to Joe, that Joe got rewarded very richly for doing that. Biden abandoned Afghanistan's Bagram airfield nearly 20 years in July 2021 by shutting off the electricity and slipped away in the night without notifying the base's Afghan commander, who discovered the American secret departure more than 2 hours after they left. The Taliban quickly took control of Bagram Air Base, which is in only 30 miles north of Kabul, on August 15th, and released thousands of terrorists held in the prison. The Americans and Afghans left the Taliban military equipment, uniforms, rations, and even sports drinks. And again, like I said, the Biden crime family was enriched. The ISIS suicide bomber, who murdered 13 U.S. servicemen and women and 169 Afghans, were released by the Taliban from Bagram Base Prison. Biden abandoned the country to the Taliban. In April, we learned that Joe Biden's latest foreign policy disaster, the situation in Niger, could top the Afghanistan withdrawal, if that is possible. Representative Matt Gaetz totally embarrassed the U.S. Army Secretary and exposed Joe Biden's latest foreign policy catastrophe during questioning this week in the U.S. House of Representatives Armed Services Committee hearings. This should have been all over the news, and it's not, okay?
No. Again, they lie by omission, folks. We've been telling you over and over and over.
Gaetz exposed the latest
news
Biden.
Lies to you.
Gaetz exposed the latest Biden foreign policy failure, this time in Niger. U.S. troops are trapped in the country, allegedly without water and medicine, The Army was likely hiding this to protect itself from embarrassment. Yeah. Deployed Americans are in limbo and unable to do their jobs, and the Biden State Department is completely outmaneuvered once again. Secretary Warmoth and General Randy George testified before the House Armed Services Committee on April 16th. Matt Gaetz posted this report on the congressional webpage. U.S. Secretary Christine Warmoth, a potential DEI hire, was stunned and speechless when Matt Gaetz confronted her about the trapped U.S. soldiers in Niger, a country in tremendous turmoil. In late April, it appeared that the U.S. had a trade offer for the military junta in Niger. The Russian-backed military junta in Niger released the 1,000 soldiers trapped in the base in exchange for the keys, or though they said they will release the keys to the $100 million airbase in the country. There you go.
Another one, a $100 million airbase, another one going, huh?
Yeah. It's to have 1,000 of our soldiers without medical help out there, you know, this is, and with, you know, this is unbelievable. How
we have a Delta force that's supposed to be able to be deployed anywhere in the world in a very short period of time to handle certain emergencies. We have supposedly rapid ready response teams. They should have already been filling some aircraft with troops and supplies. And, hey, you know, that's what we have entire airborne divisions for, rapid deployment. This is just, I mean, I had some sergeants in Vietnam that could handle that better than whoever's in charge. My sergeants were smart enough to figure out how to go rescue those guys, get help there.
Well, there was a guy named Austin was supposed to be in charge. You remember him?
Supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's doing what he's supposed to. He's working to help create the deep state and bring about the total transformation of America. He's there to be part of the deep state, not to actually be a military leader.
He's there, right, because Obama put him there.
Yeah.
You know, and here again, you know, he'll make sure that the transgenders and don't really have to fight or anything in combat. They're just in the military.
They get their surgeries, and of course they can't go into combat while they're preparing or handling surgeries. We need some people like Storm and Norman.
Yeah.
Right? Some, you know, that's what we need.
Well, you know, you got to say one thing. Austin made sure that the USO shows had plenty of drag queens.
Drag queens. Well, you got to give him credit, yes.
Yeah. You know,
I want a couple more patents in charge somewhere, somebody that knows how to fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Joe, a lot of people don't know that, but that's what the military's for.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be, long ago and far away, almost like a fairy tale, right?
All right, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open, and we'll be right back after this.
I could not believe my eyes when he walked in the door. Plain to see that no one there had ever seen him there before. The preacher looked so out of place. He wasn't there to quench his thirst. He walked up to me and said, "Friend, you left this at the church." He laid my Bible on the bar, the one my mother gave to me the night she went to be with God. My mother told me, please promise me you'll change your ways and that you'll give the Lord your heart. I knelt down there and I prayed with Mama's Bible on the bar. I cried, Jesus, please forgive me. And Lord, please tell my mother that tonight I kept my promise. And Lord, would you tell her that I love her? The people there all heard my prayer. That bartender said to me, you ought to not do that in here, sir. I believe you better leave. He took his apron off and said, but if you don't mind, I'll leave with you. He wiped a tear away and then he said, I had a mother too. He laid my Bible on the bar, the one my mother gave to me the night she went to be with God. My mother told me, please promise me you'll change your way, that you'll give the Lord your heart. I knelt down there and I prayed with Mama's Bible on the bar. I knelt down there and I prayed with Mama's Bible on the bar.
That was Danny Ray.
If you've heard him once, you ought to know that voice. You only have to hear it once to know Danny Ray.
Yep, I've sure missed my old friend. All right, John, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor. I believe at the beginning of the program you mentioned that after the reading you were going to talk about a meeting that you had with the sheriff about what might happen this year with maybe some turmoil, things like that. Did I miss that?
No. Well, no, I just mentioned that's what the sheriff talked about. He talked about one, he's been down to the border, and he's talked about all of the terrorists that Obama brought in. He gave you how the vast majority of these people that Joe Biden is bringing in, and Obama, really.
Yeah.
These are military-age men, young men, by far. And, he said that basically he talked about targets. They're not going to target us out here. They understand that the American people are armed, and we'll shoot back. They will go to places where no guns are allowed, like football games, stadiums, where, no guns are allowed. Any place where you're going to have a large crowd of people, rock concerts or, political meetings, and then that's where they're going to strike. They know this. And I know the sheriff's departments have been stocking up and increasing their weaponry and the amount of ammo that they carry now. They understand what something's going to happen. But like they said, they don't really expect it for them to come out too much out into the suburbs because they know that the people in the suburbs are armed and they'll fight back. But you got to understand, Biden has brought in over 50,000. These are Chinese nationals, where they're actually troops, military, plainclothes military. This guy is brought into this country. Biden was working. He's owned, working. He is not working for America. The guy was sent here to destroy America. And you know what? These Democrats are too dumb to understand that. They're too dumb to understand they live here too. And so, there you go. That was some of what he...
Can I ask you another question, Pastor?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with the election, when the election was stolen and from President Trump, what's to stop that from happening again? I mean, what's really changed? You know, we stopped counting middle of the night. They fudged the numbers. We have so much evidence that there was a stolen election. Yet, what's to stop us? What's to stop them from doing this again?
Well, I mentioned to Joe at the beginning of the program that there's something I was very concerned about. And with the way that the polls show, the Democrats should be sweating, but they're not. Remember the red wave? We were going to have this red wave. All the polls showed. With all the polls, well, the polls were right. But the problem, the Democrats knew something we didn't. They had the election, the fraud. They had the system set up. Okay, where, and they were going to do it right in front of you. They were going to flip and show you that we can do whatever we want, okay, right in front of you. And that's exactly what they did. And the one big part of that is to try to dishearten America. So you say, there's no sense in fighting. There's too many of them. They're too powerful. We can't fight back. But, you know, some of us would rather be dead than red, and we'll fight to the last breath, okay?
Right.
And so there's some good news. It's just breaking about 10 minutes ago before you called. Trump redid the Republican National Committee. Well, they just wrapped up their spring meeting near Mar-a-Lago in Florida, and they are going to fight election fraud. Michael Whatley, I guess that's how you pronounce the new chairman, along with Laura Trump, the RNC has filed and is in the process of filing dozens of lawsuits in swing states to ensure compliance with laws concerning mail-in voting. Last Friday, the RNC sued to stop counting the ballots after Election Day in Nevada. Constitution requires that there be one election day, not a week's worth or a month's worth of backroom ballot counting. So now we've got a RNC now that's going out and going to fight. You see, before, the RNC was, I think, in bed with the deep state, maybe not totally, but at least, you know, had a leg in. And they weren't doing really what they weren't joining the battle. So now we've got an RNC and people that are going to go to war, and they're going to fight a lot of this election fraud that we know happened. And the biggest enabler of all the fraud was the mail-in ballots. And now they're suing dozens of states. That's the good news. We're going to war now. We're going to fight back.
Well, the problem of it is the Republican Party, they are not big on courage. You've got about as much courage as that Republican House and Senate as you do in the pulpits in America today.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. So that's the problem. You only have such a small, you know, in the Congress, you only have about a dozen Republicans that have got any guts, and probably out of that dozen, eight of them or four of them are women. Mm-hmm. And so you don't, and the same in the Senate. In the Senate, you got maybe six, seven senators that have any, that are worth anything.
Yeah. But at least now we've got, you know, this Michael and Laura out there in the RNC, and the RNC has not helped the Republican Party for a long, long time. And now it looks like we got some fighters in place. So let's just praise the good Lord for a start. Maybe that'll bring courage out in others.
Well, we'll say it's better than nothing. And but you're right. But there's a lot of new organizations too that are looking out there to watching this, because they're learning, they're seeing. In fact, we just talked about yesterday how the organization, we had a chart of how the Communist Party has been winning these elections, how they shift them. And, you know, they've got a huge organization, but now people are beginning to get onto them and understand more and more. We have to go back to one day of voting, a voting day, election day, not a month.
True.
And
Flatley came out, he just said, you've got to have observers and attorneys in the room when the votes are being cast and when the votes are being counted. So we're in the process of recruiting tens of thousands of volunteers, thousands of attorneys all across the country, so that when we get into the election season, we're going to be in the room and not be thrown out like we were the last election. So I just see, we're starting, people are looking at Trump, see his courage, and I think courage is contagious. I saw that in Vietnam. It takes one leader with courage, and a lot of people are willing to follow. They may not have the courage to lead, but they will jump in and follow a brave leader. And I think we've got a few now. And
let's hope
we had, what, two or three Green Beret teams in Afghanistan, and they pretty much won the whole war just by a handful of the right people doing the right things.
Yep. Well, again, I'm hoping you're right. Courage is, like you said,
contagious,
yeah. All right, who do we have there, did you say?
In New Jersey.
Let's go to New Jersey. We have Bob in New Jersey.
Hey, Buster. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's evident that they're going to have that meeting today, this month. You know, where every country's supposed to agree and sign if there is a pandemic or whatever. That I forgot the name of the organization. The
World Health Organization.
Yeah, the WHO, yeah.
That is it. And being that you guys are the only loud spokesman, I would appreciate it. And I think you should be keeping putting that out maybe once a night so people will be aware and spread that message.
Yeah, well, we've done that. In fact, I think we may have put that in our newsletter.
Yeah. But I see his point to keep repeating it because Biden has tried to say that he was considering signing it. And
he's going to sign it no matter what we say, but you're right, we can keep putting it out.
Something like that would have to be confirmed by the Senate to really be legal. So, yeah, we need fighters.
What I heard is the administration is going to put out something that they signed an accord, which is not reality. They were supposed to sign with it. But,
right.
You know, that's neither there. I appreciate you guys, and have a blessed night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll keep reminding people, you know, that Biden's trying to sell us down the river, and he's doing everything to bring us into the one world order, to bring us into a socialist democracy, a third world nation, and we're fighting, we're telling it like it is, and the more people joining the battle, the better chance we have of defeating this enemy. But it takes the listeners out there. Christians have to start standing up, speaking out, being brave, and saying, you know, this is what's going on. There's a revolution in America. The communists are trying to take control through the deep state, and we're not going to give up this country without a fight. And if people start having that attitude, we have a country that just could be saved.
Well, you know, we've had that attitude from the beginning. We've never quit. 50 years, we've fought back against it. All righty, we have a number of...
In my case, it's only been 30 years, but I'm with you.
Okay, well, here. Judge Cannon postponed key deadline in classified documents case against Trump after Jack Smith admits to evidence tampering. You know, and you see, that's the problem we have with these people. First of all, Jack Smith is not lawfully eligible to be a special prosecutor.
Right, he shouldn't have been at all in the first place. Yep.
So he's not now, and the court knows this. The Supreme Court, no, the Supreme Court's talking about this, okay? Now, first of all, I don't know why this Judge Eileen Cannon, and I know she has questioned his credentials, okay, on Monday night postponed any key deadline on the classified documents case after Special Counsel Jack Smith admitted to tampering with evidence. Well, yeah, that was all of the stuff they did in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, Cannon, the whole case should be thrown out right now because it's all been contaminated and it needs to be given to somebody else. And you know, and I don't think they're going to find anybody else that wants to take it, to be honest.
Canon temporarily stayed a May 9th line, deadline to President Trump and his co-defendants, Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira, related to SIPA. He goes on to say President Trump's attorneys wrote a letter to Jack Smith about his confession that classified documents are not in its origin form, its original form. Your failure to disclose this spoliation of this evidence until this month is an extraordinary breach of your constitutional and ethical obligations. Since the beginning of the case, our strategy, preparations, and arguments have been based on the basic premise. The biased as Jack Smith is in his futile of efforts to help President Biden make up lost ground in the polls. The lying prosecutors and agents would employ the minimal levels of professionalism and competence necessary to preserve evidence relating to the documents at the center of the charges, Trump's lawyers wrote to special counsel's team. Well, one of the things, and here I have the document, and here where Smith admits that what he did. But see, first of all, Smith is not even, you and I have just as much authority as Jack Smith has constitutionally. What he's done, Joe.
We don't. That's where we're equal.
Yeah. We haven't been, he was never confirmed to be a special counsel.
No.
So, and then his boss.
He wasn't even in the department. He was outside, so he wasn't even in the department.
And his boss, Merrick Garland, there's nothing that these people do that's not corrupt. Nothing. Everything they do is corrupt, okay? It's just an amazing thing. I don't know. When do you think people will do you think any of those in the Democratic Party will have enough decency to be ashamed? To be ashamed of what their party has become?
Well, you would think, looking at the riots, the anti-Semitism, the violence, from the river to the sea, and the, by any means necessary. I mean, when you start seeing that kind of hatred, that kind of violence, I think anybody with any ounce of humanity would have to say, I cannot live in this party anymore. To me, it's just unbelievable anybody could be a Democrat right now.
Yeah. In the actual definitions of a Democrat, remember, the Democrats were started by the Ku Klux Klan, but they were not totally corrupted up until recently. Up until recently, they've become totally corrupted. I mean, you had some Democrats like John Kennedy, like Jack Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, we call them Blue Dog Democrats because they were Christian and fairly conservative. They were like trying to be a party of the working class people, and the revolutionaries took that over and realized, you need the working class to rise up against the rich, and that all got turned around. But yeah. There were some good people.
Jack Kennedy was pro-life.
Yeah.
Today he would not. He would not be too happy with the entire Kennedy clan Robert Kennedy who's running is pro-death. He's pro-death. You cannot be a decent person and be the Bible. God's word, the Bible, makes it clear. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Then if you're in favor of abortion, God says you're cursed. You should be cursed. Just that alone, the fact that you want death, you want to kill little babies, that is a curse on yourself. So, anyhow, there you go. What time is it? How much time do I have there?
Coming up on 5.
Okay, well, we're there. We need to do the most important thing as we do. There's some people out there going to be doing some programs talking about what would Jesus and the apostles do today. Would they form a militia? Would they join a militia? Would they fight for their country? And there are those that are saying, no, that Jesus and the apostles didn't form a militia. Well, those were totally different times. They were living under different circumstances that we have today. Let me ask you this, Joe. Did God ever form an army, okay, and not use that army?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Gideon and the men, they obeyed God, but they didn't do any fighting. God did all the fighting for them. They were obedient.
Nobody used them. Okay,
yeah,
Gideon.
He used them, right.
Okay, right. Now, here, when we have, and they're saying that basically there is no more today that Christians are not to stand up and be militant. Let me ask you this. When Jesus returns with his armies, is his army coming back to make love or war?
No, make war. Plus, Jesus said if it, you know, he came to become the Lamb of God, not the Lion of Judah, but he said, if I asked, my people would fight for me. My followers would, follow and go to battle. So he made it plain all through the Old Testament. God, it's almost like reading a military war manual. When the people obeyed, God and followed what God told them, they were victorious. And Jesus said, I didn't come to change things. I came to fulfill the law, not change it.
All right, so we're running out of time. So one of the things that's the same is today as it was in Jesus' day, and that was the way you got saved in that day. And how did you do that? Well, you got saved by confessing that you were a sinner.
Yeah.
Confessing that, and God was a righteous God and a holy God, and knowing that you were going to die someday, and as God's Word, the Bible tells you very, very clearly, it was appointed to what each man wants to die, and then the judgment. And then you were told very clearly that you didn't have to go to the lake of fire. The Lord Jesus Christ died a substitutionary death for those people that were smart enough, to avoid that lake of fire. Those people that would call upon his name, recognize that he was the only acceptable sacrifice, and if they repented of their sin and they called and asked him to be the Lord of their life and their Savior, they would honor that, and then they would soon be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they would be on their way to immortality. That's what God's Word, the Bible, made very clear. It didn't stutter. And so, you folks out there, that holds the very same today. And you know what? God makes it very clear. Only God knows when your soul will be required of you. Some of you say, well, you know what? And I've heard people say that they were going to party for a while and then repent. And a lot of those folks ran out of tomorrows tonight. Don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. All right. So go to the Gospel of John, read it, and do it. Pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sin, and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life and all of your life. And you will never do anything that'll mean as much to you as that. And that's what God says. That's what God says. So we're out of time again. We're at that point where we come to every night where we say, we don't say,
folks, good night.
We say, good night, y'all. And we say, God bless y'all.
God bless you.
And then we say, and always.
Always.
Oh, we got an extra always tonight. Always, always, always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right? What's left? hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.